Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just cars that will be using more electricity in the future. It could also be your household appliances. And although that's better for our health, it could be an issue with outdated energy grids. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what appliances are we talking about here?
We're talking about the move starts with all gas appliances, and it's going to culminate with a possible ban on the sale of new furnaces and water heaters going into houses. They want them to be all electric going forward in the next couple of years. This is something that the state is moving towards, and the Bay Area is at the forefront to it. Now, Berkeley already banned gas hookups in new buildings, and San Francisco followed, and other cities are following as well. And that says, okay, we move over to cleaner electric energy. And all this is supposed to be done in the next 5 to 10 years. At the same time, however, that's also when we're supposed to be switching over to electric cars. And there's already concerns that 12 million new electric cars on the grid would be a strain unto itself unless there's some monumental additional wind and solar built in the next couple of years. And also, we're already feeling the strain on the grid. Just look at what they're recommending you do. Don't do your wash or your laundry or anything like that in the evening, because that's when the grid's got its problems with charging electricity into cars and other things, and now they're going to add furnaces to it.
And Phil, do they have more wind and solar on the horizon, or should we brace for more brownouts?
You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see, Margie, because the control, the brownouts, and the pricing. Like, for example, you add more and more things that are going to be used in the evening. That's when you do your, you know, you switch on the heat right. Often and or overnight. That's when you're charging your electric cars. But on this one, it's going to be really interesting because, and it could be really difficult for people, because what we're talking about is if your heater goes out, let's say in a couple of years from now when this ban goes in, you'd have to replace it with an electric one. Well, older homes, they need to have their panels and electric work upgraded in order to handle the new load. And that could cost thousands of dollars and take some time. So if your shower water went out, you could be out for a long time. But all of this is being done. Everybody has their goals. We have the car goals. We have the gas goals. We have all these movements towards climate change, and they're going to be culminating in the next couple of years. And there is increasing concern that while we may be making these goals and these aspirations and banning things, we don't have the, like I said, the grid to get it yet. And it's going to be interesting to see how much we're going to have to pay and how much toes we're going to have to step on in order to put big Altamont past size windmills out in the water off the coast of California and huge solar power farms in the deserts. It's going to be an interesting time, but enjoy your showers while you can and hope it doesn't go out and you have to replace it in the next couple of years.
Well, let's hope not. Thanks so much, KCBS insider Phil Mateer, always giving us something to think about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.